感谢我们的主给我一次机会和弟兄姊妹一起在他的话语上有一些交通。
Thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to share together with brothers and sisters of His Word.
我们开始还是读几处的圣经。
Let us start with reading few places of scriptures.
第一处在路加福音第九章二十三节。
First place is Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And he said to them all, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
我们在这里看到呢，主耶稣对我们众人的吩咐 有两点。
Here we see there are two points of Lord's commitment to us.
第一点就是主要我们要舍己背起他自己的十字架来。
First, Lord would like us to deny ourselves and bear up His cross.
第二点就是还要来跟从主，跟从他的带领。
Second point is that to follow Him, follow His leading.
第二处经文在耶利米书三十一章。
The second place of scripture is Jeremiah chapter 31.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
以色列民啊，你当为自己设立指路碑，竖起引路柱。你要留心向大路，就是你所去的原路。你当回转，回转到你这些诚意。
Set up waymarks, make for thyself signposts. Set thy heart toward the highway, the way by which thou went. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities.
现在刚才我们读到的新约的圣经路加福音。
So in the Gospel Book of Luke, the New Testament we just read.
这里呢，在旧约的时候，神在他自己恢复的道路上。
So also in the Old Testament, our Lord in His way of revival.
当主神要让他的自己的百姓要回转到神起初的心意的时候。
When our God would like His people to return to His original will.
他要这些的以色列民要设立指路碑，竖起引路柱。
He want all the Israelites to set up waymarks and signposts.
第三处在加拉太书第六章。
The third place is Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章十四节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
But far be it from me to boast, saving the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world.
第四处的经文在约翰一书第二章二十七节。
The fourth place of scripture is 1 John.Chapter 2, verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And yourselves, the unction which you have received from him abides in you, and you have not need that anyone should teach you, but as the same unction teaches you as to all things.And it's true, and it's not a lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
所以我们感谢主啊，给我们这些的经文。
Thank the Lord for giving us those scriptures.
那么开始以前，我们有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
主，我们感谢你再次让我们来在你的话语上有交通。
Lord, we thank you for once again let us share upon your words.
主，我们承认。主要靠我们的自己，我们没有办法明白你的话。
We confess that we cannot understand your words by ourselves.
主，我们何等需要你用你的宝血洁净我们每一位。
How much we need your precious blood to cover each one of us.
主，让我们可以和你有一个畅通无阻的交通。
So we have this fellowship with you without any hindrance.
主，我们也渴慕你的圣灵充满我们每一位。
And we also desire your Holy Spirit fills each one of us.
主，因为除了你的圣灵，主来开启我们，我们没有办法真正明白你的话。
For besides your Holy Spirit opens us up, we cannot understand your words.
主，我们愿因着你自己旨意的缘故。
for your own will sake.
主啊，你用圣灵来开启我们说的、翻译的和我们众人的心。
May you open up the hearts of the one who speaks, the one who translates, and all of us.
主啊，用你的圣灵来向我们每一位说话。
May your Holy Spirit speak to each one of us.
让我们一同在你的里面得蒙造就。
So together we can be edified in you.
我们可以一同的向前。
And we can go forward.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们刚才弟兄也提到啊，我这次交通的题目是指路碑和引路柱。
So brother has mentioned this time my topic is waymarks and signposts.
在我们刚才读的旧约和新约的圣经中啊，这都提到啊两个我们在主的道路上的两个关键的步骤。
And in the Old Testament and the New Testament, which we just read, it all mentioned the two very important steps that as we follow the way of the Lord.
或者是两个关键的因素。
Or two major reasons that we can follow him.
一个呢就是讲到我们十字架的对我在我们的生命中的长进的作用。
And one of them is how the cross help us to grow in our lives.
那一个就是恩膏圣灵在我们的带领。
And the other one is the unction, anointing, which is the leading of the Holy Spirit.
在我们读到的耶利米书中呢，第三十一章特别奇妙的，他用了两个的具体的图画。
And very amazingly, in Jeremiah chapter 31, it mentioned about two very practical pictures.
那一个是叫做指路碑
One of them is the waymarks.
一个是叫做引路柱
And the other one is the signposts.
我们当中去过这些迪士尼或者其他的地方的人知道
For those of us who have been to Disney or other places should know.
在我们一个很繁杂的地方，我们需要有这个指路碑来告诉我们到哪去。
In such complicated places, we do need road signs to tell us where to go.
长长的指路碑在原始的时候呢，就像一个十字架一样。
Oftentimes in the old days, that a signpost is just like a cross.
它有可以往这边、往那边或者直行的指示。
It shows you to go left or right, or to go straight forward.
这也讲到引路柱。
And also.The signpost
是讲到也是像一个一个让我们知道往哪里去的这样的一个标志。
And that's also a sign to show us where to go.
常常让我想到在旧约的时候，以色列的百姓他们夜里有火柱白天有云柱来带领他们。
And often I'm being reminded like the Israelites that during the daytime they have the pillar of cloud and at night they have the pillar of fire to guide them.
我们知道这个画面呢就像告诉我们在新约的时代我们要来顺服圣灵的引导。
So this picture tells us that in the New Testament time we should follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
在我想到这个题目的时候呢，主给我一个很浅显的一个例子我给大家说明。
When I think of this topic, the Lord has given me a very simple example.
最近我们有很多弟兄姊妹到弗吉尼亚去参加特会
Recently, many brothers and sisters went to Virginia to attend a conference.
我们呢每次出门现在一个必不可少的就是我们的这个 GPS.
Nowadays, GPS is the device that we cannot go out without.
那我们怎么出门呢？
So how do we go out?
我们就要知道我们去的地方是 Longwood University 我们要知道这个 University 的这个大学的具体地址。
First, we should know where our destination is, which is the Longwood University, and we should know its address.
所以说我们上路的时候呢，我们要把这个 GPS 呢要通上通上电。
So before we go, we have to connect GPS with battery.
然后我们把这个具体的地址呢再打进去。
Then we enter into its exact address.
然后我们就要等我们要等这个 GPS 它说这个和卫星的通信已经接上。
Then we have to wait until GPS has been connected with satellite.
当我们这时候一旦这样可以做好的时候，我们就可以开车上路。
Then after it's all been done, then we can start drive.
所以在我们上路第一个需要做决定的地方呢，这个 GPS 呢就会 用图画和语言的方式告诉我们往哪走。
Then at the place that where we should turn, then GPS will show us with its pictures and also its voice.
那图画呢？就是我们在车上呢，我们看到它会有一个地图啊，告诉我们应该左转、应该右转或者应该直行。
And the picture is shown on the GPS with a map, tell us where to turn.
那画呢？就是到了时候，它会提前告诉我们你要左转或者右转或者是急行。
And it has a voice to tell us whether we should turn left or right or go straight forward before we arrive there.
在我们一旦有了这个时候的准备的时候，我们下一步只要做的就是要来遵守这个 GPS 给我们的引导。
So when we have this kind of preparation ready, then the next step we should do is follow the leading of the GPS.
这 GPS 呢就可以把我们顺利的带到弗吉尼亚的聚会的地方。
So then GPS will smoothly guide us to the place where the conference holds in Virginia.
我想这是一个非常现代的哈，对我们属灵的生命的成长的一个很好的一个例子。
I think this is a very good modern example of how we should grow spiritually.
当我们这个 GPS 在车上通上电的时候
，When the GPS connects to the recharger in our cars，
这说明是我们这一个天然的生命哈、啊，我们可以有天然的生命，但是我们的天然的生命呢，也是需要有电。
So it talks about our natural life. Actually, also our natural life needs to have battery.
我们有人的生命，一切需要所需要的。
We have this man's life, which shall be provided with all its needs.
但是呢，我们若是在这个卫星信号没有接上之前呢，我们没有办法出门来找到我们要去的地方。
But before we receive the satellite connection, we cannot go out and we cannot find the place we would like to go.
我们或许有要去的地方，但是呢，这个 GPS 也没有办法把我们带到我们要去的地方。
It might be that we have our destination, but the GPS is not yet ready to guide us.
那这个 GPS 也有这个，就是它有潜能可以和这个卫星接上信号。
This GPS has the potential to connect to satellite.
正像我们自己的生命，我们可以借着信能够接受耶稣基督做我们的救主，我们可以有一个属天的生命一样。
Just like our own natural life, we have the potential to accept our Lord Jesus' life into to be our Savior.
但是只等到我们接受他啊，我们就没有这个能力能够和这个天上的信号能够接起联系了。
But before we accept him, then we do not have the ability to be connected with the heavenly satellite signal.
所以我们的这个 GPS 接上卫星信号的时候，就是一个很好的一个例子啊，一个很好的比喻啊，就像我们一个人蒙恩得救啊，认识了神，神的生命在我们里面，我们可以和神有一个属天的沟通一样。
So this is a good example when GPS connects to the satellite signal. It's just like when our natural life has accepted our Lord Jesus' life to become our life, and we can receive the signal from heaven.
这就是讲到我们有里面有圣灵，就像 GPS 引导我们走路，圣灵可以带领我们也走在我们当行的神的旨意当中。
Just like the GPS guides us to go to our destination, our ways, we also have the Holy Spirit that guides us according to Lord's will.
但是我们也需要一个目的地啊。
But we do need a destination.
我们知道，在我们属灵的生命中，我们也有一个目的地啊。
We know that in our spiritual life, we also have a destination.
我们知道，在我们北美这一块儿啊，我们知道有很多的神的仆人在神永远的旨意上有很大的负担。
We know that in Northern America, there are many Lord's servants have a great burden regarding the eternal purpose of God.
多少年来我们听到神在他永远的旨意上对我们说了许多许多宝贵的话语。
For many years, the Lord has spoken to us with so many precious words regarding of his eternal purpose.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹都非常的清楚。
I think that our brothers and sisters know this very clearly.
我们的目的地就是 在我们个人的身上，我们要被磨成神儿子的形象。
Our destination is that individually we shall be conformed into the image of God's Son.
我们团体来说，我们要被预备成为基督的心腹，来迎接主的再来。
And corporately, that we shall be prepared to become the bride of Christ to prepare for His coming.
所以我们的目的呢是非常清楚。
So our destination and goal is very clear.
我们要借着圣灵的引导要去的地方，我们也非常清楚。
And also, we're very clear about where we are going by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
就像我们上路，我们要听这个GPS 对我们的引导一样。
Just like when we go out, we should listen to the direction of GPS.
我们也要在凡事上来顺服圣灵在我们凡事上的引导。
So is that we shall be obedient to the Holy Spirit through all things.
有时候圣灵是特别借着神的话对我们说话。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit speaks to us through God's word.
我们知道在旧约的时候常常是用图画啊，用这些非常很多例子来向我们显明神的心意。
And during the Old Testament time, God revealed to his will to us through many pictures.
那新约的时候就直接向我们说话啊。
And during the New Testament time, he speaks to us directly.
他的话呢，用他的启示呢，不加遮拦的啊，没有寓意的给我们点明。
And without any obstacles, that through his revelation, he speaks to us.
那像我们的 GPS, 我们可以有画面的、直观的了解，但我们也有。GPS 的话啊，他说的这个指令啊，让我们能够可以遵行。
Just like GPS, there are pictures which is our maps, and also with his voice words to show us.
但是呢，我们看在 GPS 上好像很简单哈，我们只要顺服这个引导就可以走到目的地。
And it seems very simple that we just follow GPS and then we can reach our destination.
所以我们有别的我们自己的想法的时候呢，我们会。不要走出去哈，不要走岔。我们按照这个假设 GPS 是总是正确的。
So if we assume GPS is always correct, then we just do not have our own thoughts. We just follow it.
这就使得我们的开车的经历呢非常简单啊，非常直接啊，非常容易。
So it makes our driving experience very easy.
那我们在属灵上也是一样。
And so is for our spiritual experience.
这个顺服 GPS 的引导，就是对应来，就是我们要来来舍己，来背起十字架来跟从主。
To obey the leading of GPS is just like how we have to deny ourselves and bear up our cross.
像这个 GPS 好像是我们刚才说的这个指路碑和这个引路柱啊，在现代社会中的一个化身一样。
So GPS is just like a modern picture of the waymarks and signposts.
就是说对我们自己的意思说不。
So we say no to our own will.
对神的意思说 yes.
And say yes to God's will.
所以我们在这每一个岔路上，在我们属灵的生命中的，我们就可以一步步走在神的心意当中。
So in all the turning points that we can step by step walk according to God's will.
那我们在到达主给我们预备的那个永远的旨意的道路上，我们可以少走弯路啊，能够直接的来到他面前。
So we can save some time to walk those turning ways that as we walk on the way to reach His eternal purpose.
在我们的日常这个开车的经历中呢。有时候也会有问题啊。
But there are some problems happen during our driving experience.
我觉得有两个很大的问题啊。
I think there are two major problems.
是吧？第一个就是我们有时候这个突然这个信号没有了啊。
First is that maybe we suddenly lose the signal.
所以我们在某个地方这个开车的时候呢，我们不知道突然信号没有，我们就不知道该怎么走。
So all of a sudden, if we lose signal, then we don't know where to go.
这对我们是个提醒啊。
That's a reminder to us.
要么我们没有得救，我们没有办法和神有沟通。
It's either that we are not saved, so we cannot communicate with God.
但是更危险的就是我们常常有时候我们是得救了，但是我们和主的交通出了问题。
But what's even more dangerous is that we are saved, but there's a communication problem between us and God.
我个人有很多失败的经历。
I personally have many failure cases.
我记得我在我找工作和换工作的事情，我也给弟兄姊妹有做过见证。
I remember I have testified regarding when I was looking for a job and change jobs.
那时我确实是得救了。
Back then, I was truly saved.
我还认为我自己是信得很好。
And I thought I really believed well.
但是呢，我和神的关系因为没有一个畅通的关系，就没有办法接受到神借着圣灵对我们的带领。
But because back then I did not have a very thorough relationship with the Lord, so therefore I was not able to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以在我的情形下，可能是我们会单言很多的时间。
So such like my experience, we have hindered much of Lord's time.
我们也可能会单言很多时间，我们也可能被神有诸多的管教。
And we might have delayed his time and also being disciplined by him.
这是一个情形。
That's one of the cases.
那第二个就是我们这个 GPS 没有问题我们不愿意跟随。
The second problem is that there is no problem with GPS, but we fail to follow.
我们常常有这种情况。
We often have such a condition.
在我自己身上也常常有这样的软弱，我们甚至知道神要我们怎么走。
And often we have such weakness that although we know how God would like us to go,
但是我们觉得那个路很难。
But we feel the way is hard.
我们觉得那对我们是一个个人是一个挑战。
We feel that it's so challenging for us.
所以我们有时候不顺服，就造成了我们会远走在一个错误的道路上。
Then when we disobey, then it causes us to walk on the wrong way.
所以我们我觉得我盼望我们借着这个例子，我们可以对这个我们在属灵的道路上有一个比较客观的、比较直接的认识。
So hopefully through this example, we on our spiritual way we have more subjective knowledge and understanding.
那我们知道这个指路碑和引路柱啊，或许有弟兄姊妹说，这基本上是一个事情啊。
And maybe some brothers and sisters might say that the waymarks and signposts are the same thing.
很难说很难就真正的区别它到底哪一个是接着指的十字架，哪一个是圣灵的引导。
It's very hard to really discern which one is the cross and which one is the leading of the Holy Spirit.
但是感谢主，我们知道呢，十字架和圣灵的工作也常常是很难以分开的。
But thank the Lord, we know that the work of cross and the work of Holy Spirit often we cannot be separated.
我们知道十字架的定义在我们主耶稣他自己的榜样上有很好的给我们很好的阐明。
We know that the definition of cross can be manifested very clearly on our Lord's example to us.
比方说在马太福音26:39。
For example, in Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 39.
那是讲到主耶稣在科西玛尼园的他的祷告。
That talks about the prayer of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他在26:39，他说他就稍往前走，匍匐在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我；然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
Here says, and going forward a little, he fell upon his face, praying and saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me; but not as I will, but as Thou will."
所以我们知道，我们很多弟兄姊妹给我们交通道。
So often, brothers and sisters share with us.
在十字架上的得胜呢，实际上。这个得胜已经在科西玛尼园那个时候就已经主已经得胜。
The victory won upon the cross actually has already been won at the Garden of Gethsemane.
因为十字架真正的关键是在于我们要放下我们自己的意思，来顺服神的意思。
Because the critical point of cross is that we should put down our own will, but to obey God's will.
就是在那个岔路口的时候，我们到底是走左还是走右
？That is the turning point.Point, whether we should turn left or right.
就我们要走在神给我们指引的这个方向上。
So we shall walk on the direction which God has pointed to us.
所以我们的主他的一生的经历就是让我们告诉我们他如何在十字架每一个路口他都走在神的旨意上。
So the entire life of our Lord has told us that how he walked on the way of God's will at each turning point of his life.
这就是我们唱诗的时候常常讲到是一个古老的十字架。
So just like we sing the hymn, the old ragged cross.
因为这个十字架是主在他在世的时候完全的借着他完全的 神的儿子能表达出来。
So through the cross that God can fully manifest His Son.
所以十字架有两个方面。
And there are two sides of cross.
一个呢就是对我们自己，我们要是只有死路一条。
One is death to ourselves.
借着我们在十字架上被钉死。
Through us being crucified on the cross.
与基督同联合，基督在十字架上死，我们与他联合同死。
As Christ was being crucified on the cross, and we are being united with Him, so we also die.
我们也可以对这个世界和罪啊死。
And we can also die to the world and sin.
另一方面，就是在积极的方面，就是我们要对神啊是活的。
The positive side that we should be live to God.
所以这就是一个生死十字架的这个生死的这样的一个决定。
So that's the life and death of the cross.
那十字架呢还有两方面，就是一个是它的主观的做成的，一个方面呢是它的客观的做成的。
And the other two sides of the cross is objective side and also subjective side.
在启示录的十二章第十节。
In Book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 10.
在这里讲到使徒约翰他的经历。
It talks about Apostle John's experience.
他说我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for theAccuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night.
第十一节说，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
Verse 11 says, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death.
所以在这个客观的方面，是讲到羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
So objectively speaking, it talks about the lamp of the blood of the lamp and the word of their testimony.
因为在十字架上，主耶稣已经把他的宝血为我们清流。
Because on the cross, our Lord has already poured down His precious blood for us.
也借着十字架来也阐明了神所拯救的真理。
And also through the cross, it also manifests the truth of Lord of God's salvation.
对我们来说，我们就是简单的接受。
To us, we just simply accept and receive.
所以这我们接着接受我们的罪就可以得到对付。
Through receiving, our sins can be dealt with.
那就好像那个 GPS 哈，已经插好啊，已经信号都已经预备好。
Just like GPS has already been connected to the recharger and the satellite signal is ready.
但十字架也有主观的这一方面。
But there is also the subjective side of the cross.
这里我们所提到就是他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And here talks about they love not their lives even unto death.
那这里这个性命呢，是讲到我们的人的魂生命。
The life talks about our soul life.
是一个己生命。
It's our self life.
所以这里就讲到我们的主观的经历要不仅被主的宝血洗净，我们还要让。基督的生命在我们里面显大。
So it talks about objective speaking that not only we shall be cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord, but also we should let His life be manifested in us.
我们自己的老亚当的生命得到对付啊，只有死路一条。
Our old Adamic life shall be put to death, be dealt with.
那这样的时候，我们的主观才能经历这个 GPS, 属天的 GPS 在我们怎样带领。让我们走这条属天的道路。
Then we can subjectively experience how the spiritual GPS guides us to walk this heavenly way.
所以，十字架主要是来对付我们自己的己生命，也借着对己生命的对付来对付世界和罪在我们里面没有任何的权势。
So cross is to deal with our self life, and through this dealing, then the world and sin will have no power in us.
所以在加拉太书第二章二十节，弟兄姊妹都很熟悉的一节经文。
So the familiar verse to brothers and sisters in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
他说：“我已经与这是保罗对加拉太的圣徒所讲， 我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Paul said to the saints in Galatians that I'm crucified with Christ, and no longer live I, but Christ lives in me. But in that I now live in flesh, I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God, who has loved me and given himself for me.
加拉太书第六章十四节有类似的经文。
And there are similar verses in Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
他说，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
But far be it from me to boast, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world.
我就想到特别是在保罗讲到这个不再是我乃是基督这件事情。
Especially it reminds me about what Paul said, no longer I, but Christ.
我们信主的人呢都有四大的阶段啊。
For us who believe the Lord, there are four big stages.
在我们没信之前呢是怎么叫做我们没有基督。
Before we believe, it's all about me, no Christ.
就是我们没信主的每一个人都是我啊，我不知道基督是谁，没有基督。
For each unbeliever, it's only I. There's no Christ.
当我们刚信主的时候呢，我们像一个新生的婴儿。
So when we just believe the Lord, we're like a newborn baby.
婴儿呢总是有什么需要就会表现出来，他以是婴儿这个从定义上就是一个以自己为中心的。
So for babies, whatever they need, they immediately cry out, which is they are self-centered.
所以我们第二阶段就是我与基督。
So our second stage is that me and Christ.
我知道有基督，但是呢，首先是我啊，我与基督。
I know there's Christ, but first I put myself first. So it's me and Christ.
当我们再成长，我们就到第三个阶段啊，我们可以说基督与我。
Then as we grow, it becomes a third stage that is Christ and me.
我们相信我们很多弟兄姊妹差不多在这个阶段都是基督与我。
I believe that most of the brothers and sisters are at this stage that is Christ and I.
像我们在擘饼的时候，我们在聚会的时候，我们常常真实觉得我们的主何等的尊贵。
Just like when we break the bread or gather, that we know how majestic is our Lord.
他实在是我们的主，我们的救主。
Truly, He is our Lord, our Savior.
他实在是超越于我们，是我们的拯救。
He surpasses us, and then He's our salvation.
但是我们常常生活在也有我们自己的影响和光景当中。
But we often live in our own self and what's being influenced.
在每一个该做的决定上，我们常常会摇摆啊。我们有时候觉得神带我们走的这条路太难，我们就自作主意岔出去了。
We often sway at where we have to make major decisions. Sometimes we feel that the way our Lord leads us is so hard, therefore we don't follow.
这是第三个阶段啊。
And that's the third stage.
像保罗他所达到的啊，还有很多圣徒他们可以在众人面前所见证的是第四个荣耀的阶段。
And the fourth stage is like what Paul has arrived, and also many saints could testify it.
就是借着十字架在他们身上很深的工作啊，他可以说不再是我，乃是基督。
And that is through the very deep work of the cross on them, then they can say, no longer live I, but Christ.
感谢主哈，这个我们十字架在我们每件事情哈，都是要让我们放下我们自己的意思。来顺服神的意思。
Thank the Lord that cross on each issue we face is that we should put down our own will but obey God's will.
那在圣灵这方面。
And regarding the Holy Spirit.
它和十字架有极深的关系，甚至很多时候是没有办法分开。
It has a very close relationship with the cross and oftentimes it cannot be separated with cross.
比方说啊，我们最近弟兄姊妹礼拜五在读《使徒行传》。
For example, on Fridays, brothers and sisters have been reading Book of Acts.
我们前段时间读到这个教会的诞生啊，也就是在这个五旬节的时候，教会降临圣灵降临啊，教会诞生在这个耶路撒冷。
We have read about the Holy Spirit has poured down during Pentecost, and there was the birth of the church in Jerusalem.
那这原因是什么啊？
What was the reason for it?
就是原因就是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血舍命，成就了救恩。
The reason was that Christ on the cross has shed his blood for us and accomplished the work of salvation.
因为基督在十字架上所成就的。
For what Christ has accomplished on the cross.
当他复活升天的时候，他可以把圣灵大大浇灌在他自己的儿女身上。
As he resurrected and ascended on high, he was able to pour down the Holy Spirit upon his children.
在圣灵这方面啊，我们可以用这个引路柱啊，来做个比喻。
And we can use a signpost as example to talk about Holy Spirit.
在旧约的出埃及记的十三章。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 13.
第二十节到二十一节。
In verse 20 and verse 21.
这里有一个图画的方式哈，给我们来比喻这个圣灵的工作在旧约的时候啊是怎样的。
It uses a picture to show us how the work of Holy Spirit was back in Old Testament time.
十三章二十节他说，他们从苏格起行，在旷野边的以堂安营。
Exodus chapter 13 verse 20, and they took their journey from Sukkoth and encamped in Etham at the end of wilderness.
日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。
And Jehovah went before their face by day in the pillar of cloud and lead them in the way, and by night in the pillar of fire, and to give them light so that they could go day and night.
第二十二节，日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。
The pillar of the cloud did not remove from before the people by day, nor the pillar of fire by night.
为什么说这引路柱让我们想起这个圣灵的引导呢？
Why is it that signpost reminds us of the guiding of the Holy Spirit?
因为在旧约的时候，这个云柱、火柱可以在日夜可以让神的百姓都可以没有拦阻的来。在敌人的威胁下可以行进。
Because the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire enables Israelites to walk in the midst of their enemies without any hindrance day and night.
这是一个圣灵在我们身上工作的一个极好的一个比喻。
That is such a good example of how the work of Holy Spirit is on us.
我们刚才读的约翰一书的第二章二十七节。
As what we just read, First John chapter 2, verse 27.
这里讲到主给我们的恩膏，就是圣灵的带领。
It talks about the unction the Lord giving us, which is the leading of the Holy Spirit.
它是讲到这个恩膏是在凡事上教导我们。
That is the teaching of the unction teaches us in all things.
啊，夜间、白天。
So at night and day.
啊，我们一般是夜间是不行路的哈。
Oftentimes we do not go on our way at night.
但是呢，有圣灵的引导，在凡事上我们都知道该行左还是行右啊，该这样做还是那样做，圣灵都在我们里面可以有带领。
But with the leading of the Holy Spirit in all things, whatever we shall do, the Holy Spirit guides us.
就不管是正面的还是反面的。
Regardless of its positive or negative.
不管是这个情况还是那个情况。
Whether this circumstances or that kind of situation.
若是我们和神有一个敞开的沟通，圣灵就可以来在凡事上引导我们。
If we have a thorough fellowship with God, then the Holy Spirit can guide us in all things.
在加拉太书五章十六节。
In Book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 16.
这里保罗也这样说。
Paul also says.
他说你们当顺着圣灵而行。就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
He says that, but I say, walk in the Spirit, and you should no way fulfill flesh's lust.
第十七节，因为情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
And verse 17 says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these things are opposed one to another, that you should not do those things which you desire.
所以我们刚才讲的十字架对付我们的肉体。
We talk about how Christ deals with our flesh.
就是让我们要放下自己啊，顺服神的意思。
That is then we can put down ourselves and obey God's will.
这里讲的要顺着圣灵行啊。
Here talks about walking the Spirit.
圣灵也达到同样的目的，要在我们的肉体上啊，来致死肉体 不放纵肉体的情欲。
And also the Holy Spirit would like to put our flesh into death.
而是来顺服圣灵在凡事上对我们的带领。
And not to fulfill flesh's lust, but following all things according to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看这个圣灵和十字架的工作是完全连在一起的。
So we see the work of the Holy Spirit and cross is all completely connected.
在我们主耶稣基督他自己的例子上。
Just like our, the example of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们读福音书的时候，我们的主的服事是在受到施洗约翰的浸。
As we read the Gospels, we know the ministry of our Lord Jesus was being baptized by John the Baptist.
当圣经讲到当他施浸从水里出来的时候，圣灵像鸽子一样降在我们的主的身上。
After our Lord was baptized, he came out of water, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove.
从那时起，我们的主就走上了一条十字架的道路。
Start from that time, our Lord started the way of cross.
在他的心思意念，在他每一件服事、每一个决定、每一个想法，他都来寻求父神的旨意。
All of his mind's thought and each decision making that he has obeyed the will of the Father.
不仅是他最后死在十字架上，他一生的道路都是走在圣灵引导下的十字架的路上。
Not only that he was dying on the cross, but for his entire life he walked on the way of cross.
他在他的服事的开始是受神的膏。
At the beginning of his ministry, he was the anointed one.
当他死在十字架上的时候呢，他就成为那个膏他百姓的那一位。
And when after he was being crucified on the cross, he became the one who anoints his people.
那这是我们最近在弗吉尼亚特会有一个弟兄所特别提到的。
That was what one of the brothers shared about during the conference in Virginia.
就是从被膏到成为膏我们的主啊，他经过了一个十字架的他经过了一个十字架跻身的工作。
So from the anointed to the anointing one, he went through this deep work of cross.
因为我他要想膏他的子民，就必须这些子民必须被他所拯救。
For in order for him to anoint his people, then all those people shall be saved by him.
哦，这个拯救呢，需要他在十字架上为他们流血舍命。
And this salvation requires him to shed his blood and giving his life to them on the cross.
所以何等宝贵啊！我们的主在我们主的身上。十字架和圣灵完全合一地坐在他身上。
So how precious is that the work of Holy Spirit and cross completely has been worked upon our Lord?
我们在这个真理圣经的真理上，我们就交通到这儿。
So I would like to we finish the sharing about the truth on the Bible.
那我们可以用一些圣经的简单的例子和一些例子，我们来说明这样的经历。
And we can use some examples to talk about this experience.
我最近是想到最近这个奥林匹克马上就要结束了。
Recently, I'm thinking about the Olympics is coming to an end.
我觉得在我晚上有时候会看一些奥林匹克我觉得对我们是有很大的启发有时候。
Sometimes I watch Olympics at night and I think it's great enlightening to me.
甚至有时候对我们的属灵呢是有些开启。
Sometimes it also shows me some lighting in my spirit walk.
我们可以看到这相当于是个例子一样一个图画在这些人为了追求世上的这样的一个奥林匹克的一个荣耀。
We can see this picture as man tries to find a glory in Olympics.
他们也需要这个设计
They also need to deny themselves.
我记得这个在播这个 Michael Phelps 的这个他的这个突破的时候。
So just like when you broadcast about how Michael Phelps breakthrough made the history.
他得到22块奖牌，其中有18块是金牌。
He had received 22 medals, but 18 of them were gold.
这是没有人从来没有人达到过。
It has never been reached by man before.
他也得到这个世界的很多的冠冕和称赞。
And he also received a lot of worldly crowns and praises.
但我们有时候会看到这个，他会讲他的经历。
And sometimes we see how he talk about his experience.
我就看到好多时候他是在那里，拉用绳子拉一个很重的一个东西。
And oftentimes I saw him pulling with a string of some very heavy object.
然后使劲的要往前。
and strive to move forward.
另外我想到我们主他背十字架。到哥哥他山啊，也是一个沉重的负担啊，他要背着。
So just like I'm being reminded of how our Lord bear up the cross to go to Golgotha, which was very heavy.
所以在地上哈、啊，要追求到一个达到一个人所不能达到的境界，需要来不断的克服自己。
So on the earth, when man try to achieve something that man really cannot achieve, he should always try to overcome.
有些这个举重运动员可以举起他身量三倍的重量。
Some those who does weightlifting, they are able to lift up the weight that's three times of his own weight.
为了拿到这个举重的金牌啊，他要付出很多艰辛的啊，这个克服自己的增强自己的力量的这样的训练。
He should really pay great price and also go through such tiring exercise in order to receive the weightlifting medal.
我想到在这个最近的一些广告，有个 AT&T 的广告，我觉得非常有启发。
And I think there's some AT&T advertisement recently. It's very interesting.
它是讲到我们要确定我们的目标。
It talks about you have to set up your goal.
啊，他在讲到就是这边的奥林匹克刚有一个新的世界纪录哈、啊，这些在要追逐奥林匹克梦的人呢，就会把他的时间改写。
So it talks about how there is a new world record at Olympics, and those who try to achieve better ones should really override the record.
这是对我们是一个在属灵上我们应该这样去做。
I think we should do this the same way spiritually.
在我记得上一届奥林匹克我看的时候有一个人哈、啊、对我有很大的影响。
The last Olympics, there was this person really had a good influence on me.
是在2008年这已经四年过去。
In 2008, 4 years ago.
啊我记得在那个里面有一个很简短的一个纪录片。
There was a very short historical brief record.
在那里讲到一个以前的一个奥林匹克的选手
And he talked about a previous Olympian
他是叫 Eric Liddle、啊、
His name was Eric Liddle
那他是在多年很多年以前生在天津
And long time ago he was born in 天津 China
是一个传教士、啊、到中国的一个传教士、啊苏格兰的传教士的家庭所出生的。
He was born in a missionary family, who was Scottish, who went for missionary trips in China.
这就是有个片子在奥斯卡获得片子在叫做《战火车》的所描写的一个主人公。
And Eric Liddle was being described in the Oscar-winning film in the Oscar-winning film.Chariots of Fire、
啊、那个他是因为神给他一个特别的恩赐就是能够奔跑
Because God has given him a very special gift that he's able to run
他1924年的奥林匹克他获得了400米的金牌
And he won the gold medal in the 1924 Summer Olympics for men's 400 meters
他也是个非常有名的打这个曲棍球的一个选手
And he was also a very, very famous hockey player, rugby union.
所以他在这一切世界的这些荣耀面前啊，他选择的是到中国去服侍啊，中国的那些的孩子们。
But before all those worldly glory, what he chose was to serve children in China.
最后他死在日本的这个集中营里面。
And he passed away in the concentration camp in Japan.
我当时哈，我到现在来都记得非常清楚。
Even now, I still remember very clearly.
就是他在他的一生中哈，这个奥林匹克呢，是在世人看来非常的羡慕。
So for his entire life, that people really, thought that he's someone to be admired with in Olympics.
但是真正的来影响我们生命哈，让我们到至今还记得的。是他为主所摆上的啊，他所走的这条十字架的路。
But what really influenced us, and we can even remember now, is that the way of the cross he has walked for our Lord.
他这个所摆上的神会给他一个永不朽坏的荣耀。
What he has offered up, our God will give him this uncorrupted glory.
我记得。 昨天好像我女儿在看这个田径赛的时候，有一个女选手啊叫 Alison Felix。
When my daughter was looking Olympics yesterday, there was an athlete, Alison Felix.
这是一个美国的田径女选手。
And she is a female U.S. athlete.
她呢，就是这一届得到了三块金牌。
She has received three gold medals this time.
一个是200米，一个是4×100米，一个4×400米接力。
And one of them is the 200 meter, the other one is the 4×100 relay, and also the 4×400 relay.
他呢，每次比赛都戴一个十字架的项链。
And each time when she went for the race, she wears a necklace which is of a cross.
他说呢，这个呢可以使他的不紧张，并且呢提醒他呢，这个跑步是神给他的恩赐。
And she says that it can help, it will calm her nerves and also reminds her that running is a gift from God to her.
这是像Eric Liddell 他所说的，跑步呢是神给他的一个恩赐。
So just like what Eric Liddell said, that running is the gift from God to him.
当他们昨天得到4×400米接力的时候呢，他说了一句话，我女儿就记住了哈。
She says something after she received the gold medal after the 4×400 relay yesterday.
他说 God, 他就是在电视上哈，守着所有的人这么讲。
She said in front of the TV broadcast,
因为
他
有四个人排在一起，到他说的时候，他这样讲。
There were four other people with her, but when it was her turn, she said.
大家都来说他们跑得非常好。
Everyone say that they did a good job.
他说呢，他说 God is so good to me.
She said that God is so good to me.
主对我实在神对我实在是好。
Truly, God is so good to me.
Without Him, I can do nothing.
若没有他，我不能做什么。
所以感谢主哈，这就是借着这件事情呢，他可以和神和神有一个亲密的交通和为神做见证。
Thank the Lord that through this she has such an intimate fellowship with the Lord and also testify for God.
我们回到圣经的例子哈，我们可以很快的看一下大卫的例子。
Then let's return to example of David in the Bible.
大卫在十字架和圣灵的引导上，他所走的一条路。
And the way that David walked according to the leading of the cross and Holy Spirit.
我们知道大卫是一生他三次被膏。
We know that David was being anointed three times in his life.
第一次是在伯利恒他的父的家中被先知撒母耳所膏。
The first time he was being anointed in Bethlehem by the prophet Samuel.
那时候呢，就圣经上说，从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大的感动大卫。
And the Bible says that start from this day, the Spirit of Jehovah greatly touched David.
就是神的灵就带着大卫经历他一生该经历的事情。
So the Spirit of God leads David to go through what he should experience in his entire life.
我们知道早年大卫的时候，他有很多的经历都是讲到十字架的这样的经历。
During David's earlier years, that his experiences all talk about the experience of Christ.
他第二次被膏是在希伯伦。
And the second time he was being anointed was in Hebron.
那时候呢，扫罗王已经死掉那时候犹大人就起来拥立大卫做犹大家的王。
Back then, King Saul already died, and therefore the people in Judah tried to ask David to be their king.
所以犹大家的人就用犹高大卫做他们犹大家的王。
Therefore, those people from Judah anointed David king over the house of Judah.
大卫继续在圣膏油的带领下，继续走他十字架的路。
And David continued leading by the unction to walk the way of cross.
那第三次我们知道呢，仍然是在希伯伦在那里大卫呢受所有的以色列人的拥戴高他做以色列全家的王。
And also the third time was still in Hebron, and he was being anointed the king over all the people of Israel.
我们知道那时候大卫登基的时候只有30岁他做王做了40年。
He became king on the throne when he was 30 years old, and he was on the throne for 40 years.
以后从希伯伦就转到马上就转到了这个耶路撒冷，所以他在耶路撒冷做王，做以色列全家的王33年。
And after Hebron, he changed over to be king in Jerusalem and reigned for 33 years.
我们知道这个就是提醒我们用这个画面的方式，我们要常常的恩膏，在旧约大卫就三次被膏，但是在我们的时候，我们要常常有恩膏的教训。 在凡事上，神都带领我们。
And it reminds of us that in the Old Testament time, David was being anointed three times. But for us, we should always be under the teaching, under the unction of the Holy Spirit.
我们看大卫他的一生中有很多的路口。
We see there were so many different ways and turning points in David's life.
大卫每一次路不一定都走对，大卫大部分时间都是在神的旨意当中。
Although David did not walk the right way all the time, but most of the time he was under the right way of God.
所以我们看大卫一生呢，他会有很多指路碑，这个引路柱，他也不见得每次都走对。
So we see David's life, there were so many waymarks and signposts in his life, although he did not walk correctly each time.
但是呢，神总是来做恢复的工作。
But God always do the work of restoration upon him.
所以我觉得有一点，我刚才没有提到的，就是在GPS的事情上也给我们一样，有些的启发。
And what I did not mention is also that there is some good example of GPS.
就是你有时候会走错路，GPS让你这么走，你走错了。
Sometimes that even though GPS tells you to go this way, but you went the wrong way.
但是因为GPS是从天上发信号，它可以把你再纠正回来，然后呢，再走在这个正路上。
But because GPS received the satellite from sky, therefore it can correct you.
所以我们从大卫的例子身上也是一样，我们不怕我们会犯错误，在跟随主的路上，我们有时候会被肉体所胜。
So from the same example as David, we should know that we are not afraid to make mistakes.
我们要像大卫一样，我们当我们跌倒的时候，我们就赶快悔改，然后爬起来继续，走在主的旨意当中。
We shall be just like David, that after we fall, immediately we should get up and continue to walk in the way of the God's will.
那我可以提两个大卫他的在人生中的两个决定，是他作为一个例子。
I can mention two decisions of David, for example.
就是他在他一生中有两次机会，神给他，让他可以把他的仇敌呢当面杀掉。There
were two times, two opportunities that God gave to David for him to be able to kill his enemy.
就是扫罗王，他当时他是极大的仇敌，因为扫罗的缘故，他受到极大的逼迫和危险。His
great enemy was King Saul because of King Saul, therefore he was being persecuted and went under a lot of danger.
一次是在隐基底的旷野，神把扫罗放在大卫的手中，可以让大卫来杀掉他。One
time was in the wilderness of Engedi that God put Saul into the hand of David, that David was able to kill Saul.
一次是在哈基拉山的，在那里，扫罗也落在大卫的手中，大卫可以很简单的把他解决掉。
And the other time was on the hill of Hakila that Saul was also under David's hand.
若是我们的话，我们就毫不留情的，既然是神的仇敌，我们就杀掉。If
it's us, then without any other second thought, since Saul was also God's enemy, we would probably kill him.
我们有千万个理由，我们可以遵照我们里面的意思，可以把这个扫罗王杀掉。
We have thousands of reasons that we can just according to what we want and kill Saul.
我们就不需要去流浪，在逼迫，在旷野中奔波。
Then no longer we need to wander in the wilderness.
在受这个生命的威胁。
Or under the risk of losing our lives.
我们就可以顺利的。 尽早的能够登上以色列家的宝座。
Then very soon we can be on the reign for Israelites.
但是在这个指路碑和引路柱在大卫的面前的时候，大卫心得的心意就是他不要动手杀神的受膏者。
But what the waymarks and signposts show David is that he will not kill the one anointed by God.
所以在大卫的心中，他的寻求就是神的旨意是要他来继续的在十字架的路上，继续的来进行。So
David knows that God's will on him is to have him continue on the way of cross.
所以他顺服神的灵的引导，他走在主给他预备的十字架的路上。
So he obeyed to the leading of God, and so he continued to walk on the way of the cross.
所以我们看到历史的时候，在旧约历史就写着大卫这些经历的时候，清清楚楚的写下来啊。
So the Old Testament clearly wrote David's experiences.
当我们最近弟兄姊妹一起交通这个诗篇的时候，我们有一个旧约的读经组。在读大卫的很多诗的时候，我们就感受到大卫他里面的情形。
When brothers and sisters together read the Old Testament Psalms, then we clearly experience and feel David's inner thoughts.
我们不光这三次受膏的机会，刚才我们交通到的，还是这两次大卫决定不杀扫罗的经历。
Regardless of his experience of being anointed three times or the two times that David decided not to kill Saul.
甚至他一生，我们读这些列王记也好，撒母耳记，还有这个历代志也好，我们都知道大卫里面是怎样的一个经历。
And we also know David's inner experience when we read the book of Kings, Samuel, and also Chronicles.
就是这些里面的经历从哪里表现出来？更多的是从他写的诗篇上。
So all his inner experience and thoughts manifest clearly in the book of Psalms.
比方说大卫的诗篇，我们都特别熟悉的二十三篇。
Just like the Psalm 23, which we are very familiar with.
他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
He said that Jehovah is my shepherd; I shall not want.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me to lay down in green pasture. He leads me beside still waters.
我们知道这个就是大卫里面极深的感受。当他在旷野流荡的时候，当他受逼迫的时候，他能说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
This is David's really deepest feeling that when he was wandering in wilderness and being persecuted, but he was able to say, "Jehovah is my shepherd; I shall not want."
当他在山洞里居住，当他吃不饱饭，穿不暖的时候，他仍然可以说，耶和华是我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
When he was dwelling in caves and was in hunger and also needing of clothes, but he could still say, he makes me to lay down in green pasture, leads me beside still waters.
在二十三章第三节，他说，他是我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Psalm 23 verse 3 says, He restores my soul, He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到大卫受膏的时候啊，他的灵魂如何苏醒？耶和华的灵大大充满他。他，你有没有看到在面临扫罗或者仇敌的围困当中，他是面临死荫的幽谷，但是呢，耶和华仍然与他同在。
Brothers, sisters, have you seen that when David was being anointed, his spirit was being quickened, and therefore he was able to say that he restores my soul and he leads me in the path of righteousness. And also when he faced all the enemies, walk in the valley of shadow of death, but then he was able to say that his rod and staff comfort me.
他的十字架的路，在他看来就是神的杖和神的竿都来安慰他。
His way, when he walked the way of cross, he saw that God's rod and staff they comfort him.
他所在众人面前所做的见证，就是在敌人面前，神为他摆设筵席，他用油膏了他的头，使他的福杯满溢。
And the testimony he said before people is that thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, that thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over.
大卫一生的历史的经历哈，但他里面的感受就是他一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着他，且他且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
And for David's entire life's experience, he truly feels that surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for the length of the days.
那从这篇诗我们看到哈，当我们顺服神的灵的引导，我们愿意走在这条舍己的路上的时候呢，这我们的一生可以成为非常美丽的图画。
And we can really see that when we obey to the leading of the Holy Spirit and willing to deny ourselves, this can be a very beautiful picture.
那不是一个好像我们受苦哈，非常难受的这样的一个光景，而是像大卫那样，在晚年的时候，他能写出这样 美好的这样的诗篇。
This is not just suffering, but just like David at his old days, he was able to write such beautiful psalm.
好，最后我们交通一点，我们如何在我们自己的生活中啊，我们有如何该如何操练？
And at the very end, we'll share about how do we exercise in our practical life.
在我们的人生中，我们相信每一个人或许不同，但是我们每一个人都会面临十字路口啊，面临各个选择。
Although we experience different things, but each one of us will face our way of cross and also different decisions.
我们有个人的生活、家庭的生活、教会的生活，我们有和社会一起的这样我们的社交的生活。
We have our personal life, family life, or social life, or assembly life.
我们的一生有不同的一些大的选择。
And in our lives, we have major decision making.
我们孩子们可以从小学到初中到中学到高中到大学啊，到工作啊，到结婚到生子啊，到这个一切的这些的决定。
And also for our children, there are all those decision making times when they go from elementary to junior high, high school, or even to college, or when they face job and they're changing of jobs, or to marriage or birth of child.
我们的教会聚集当中，我们也有很多。服事的决定啊，服事的这样的一些的意见。
And in our church life, there are many different decisions that need to make regarding ministry services or different opinions.
我相信这都是主给我们的一个美好的机会，让我们可以操练如何来顺服十字架的和圣灵的引导。
I trust those are very good opportunities, so the Lord has given us so we can exercise how we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那回到这个 GPS 的这个例子哈，我们可以来讲到这几个方面我们需要的预备。
So if we go back to the analogy of GPS, then we can talk about what we should prepare.
那么首先就要我们需要把我们自己的目标和优先次序在神的旨意当中我们定对。
First, we have to set up our objectives and priorities according to the God's will.
我们到底在这个世上生活是为了什么？
What exactly is our purpose in our life, daily life?
我们在这个地方聚会的目的到底是为什么？
And what is the purpose for us to gather here?
我们的优先次序在哪里？
What are our priorities?
那第二点就是我们需要和我们的主啊有一个敞开的一个直接的一个个人的一个美好的沟通。
And second point is that we should have a very open, direct, and good relationship with our God.
假设我们没有圣灵在我们身上，常常有这样的和神有一个敞开的关系，我们就听不到他对我们的引导。
If there's no such open relationship through the Holy Spirit on us, then we cannot hear His guidance to us.
所以一天的生活，我们需要。从开始就来寻求主。
So we should start to seek the Lord, start from the very beginning of our daily life.
我们每天都应该有时间和主有亲近。早晨的时候，我们可以有晨更，我们可以和主有一个灵里面的交通。
Daily we shall draw close to the Lord, such as we should have morning devotions and fellowship with our Lord in the Spirit.
我们可以来借着读经，借着圣经的我们一同的来查考，我们可以来更加明白神的心意。
Through reading and studying of the Bible, we can understand God's will even more.
我们以家庭为单位，以个人为单位，以我们的聚会为单位，我们有很多的可以一同来聚集，一同来交通的机会。
And there are many times we can fellowship together individually or family, or also together with friends in the church.
我们可以一同来服侍啊，一同在神的家中彼此相爱，彼此的服侍。
We can minister to one another in the house of God and love one another.
这些都可以帮助我们和我们的主借着圣灵有一个美好的个人的关系。
All those can help us to have a through the Holy Spirit, we can have a good relationship with our Lord.
那第三点呢，我们就需要非常敏感，对圣灵的引导要敏感。
And the third point that is that we should be very sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要谦卑的来顺服他的带领。
We should humbly obey his guidance.
十字架不是一个抽象的，十字架就是讲到我们要放下我们自己的意见，来顺服神的引导。
Cross is not something abstract, but it talks about we should put down our own opinions, but but follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们和神的关系, 很重要的就是我们要遵守他的命令啊, 主给我们所说的, 我们就去做。
Our relationship with God, what's most important is that we follow His will and we do what according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
第四点呢, 就是我们要, 无论什么时候我们, 跌倒, 无论什么时候我们走差, 我们都不要灰心, 我们可以常, 我们要, 及时的悔改, 然后再重新回到主的同在当中。
And the fourth point is that whenever we fall or if we run away or we go the wrong way, that we should immediately repent and come back to the presence of the Lord.
那在我们刚才读的那个, 经文中, 在, 耶利米书, 它特别用, 在同一章, 31章, 啊,
In the book of Jeremiah, in the same chapter 30, chapter 31,
他在第三节, 他说, 他神以永远的爱爱我, 啊, 因此以慈爱吸引我。
And verse 3 says that God has loved me with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
是世界上的这个GPS可以出错, 啊,
the worldly GPS can make mistakes.
但是我们的神, 他以永远的爱爱我们, 他, 不放弃我们, 是永远不会错的。
But our God loves us with everlasting love. He never gives us up, and He would never go wrong.
早晨的播饼的时候, 我们也有弟兄们, 祷告到神用慈神爱所来吸引我们。
And during the Lord's table, we have brothers pray that I draw them with bands of men with cords of love.
所以我们这些蒙恩的人, 啊, 我们这一生就注定神永远不会丢弃我们。
So for us who are saved by grace, our entire life is appointed that God will never forsake us.
愿我们每次用到GPS的时候, 神可以提醒我们, 我们在属灵的道路上, 也需要我们背起十字架来顺服圣灵的引导。
Hope that each time when we use GPS, God can remind us that through our spiritual way, we should also deny ourselves and bear up cross to follow Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，主啊， 你可以给我们很多的圣经的话语。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us many of Bible's words.
主，我们何等需要你用圣灵常常在这些话语上能够点活在我们的生命的实际中。
How much we need the Holy Spirit to quicken those words into the reality of our lives.
主，我们承认我们常常是愚钝的, 常常是悖逆的。
We do confess that we are foolish and rebellious.
主，我们求你的宝血洁净我们, 也常常用圣灵在凡事上恩膏我们。
We do pray your precious blood cleanse us and always anoint us with the Holy Spirit in all.
主，让我们在一切的环境中，我们愿意顺服你的意思，放下我们自己的意思。
So in all kinds of circumstances, we are willing to obey your will and put down our own will.
愿意背起我们的十字架来跟从主你借着圣灵对我们的在一切事情上的引导。
We are willing to bear up our cross and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
求主帮助我们每一位。
May you help each one of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.